We have so many seniors in our community that are in homes that are not appropriate to their needs.
The Grove near Hayes Med will provide opportunities for right-sizing senior homes. Grow Hayes Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk about the project and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Just north of Hayes Medical Center, approximately 20 acres there, give or take, that we were able to acquire from Hayes Medical Center to put in the Grove.
Yeah, let's start. Maybe let's start with the basics for those that haven't seen this yet or haven't heard this news. What is the project going to be?
Well, the Grove is primarily, it is a residential housing development, but it's going to be focused for the most part on retirees. We believe, and based on data that we have done with surveys and that kind of thing, that the retiree market in our community, they are not very well served when it comes to their housing needs. In not only our ability to have appropriate housing for local retirees, but also to recruit retirees to our community. So with that in mind, and given that location and that land available that the hospital owned, we had this idea that we should put in a retiree-focused community. And while we started out with talking about a 55 and older type community, we were talked out of that after doing some research that that just becomes a little bit problematic to enforce and a little too restrictive. So we're going to build a retiree appropriate housing, but it won't be limited strictly to retirees. People of all ages will be able to live there. And it'll consist of six sixplexes that'll be in the corner of 22nd or 27th in Canterbury, eight duplexes, which will be nice, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage duplexes, which will be part of the development, and about 50 patio homes, garden homes, whatever you want to call them, age-appropriate type housing through the rest of it.
So if I'm doing the napkin math right here, it's about 100 homes that will be built out there.
100 units.
Units, that's a better word, yeah.
Yeah, with a lot of those being the sixplex units. They'll be three stories tall, and that will serve not only retirees, but all just a broad market that we have here. Two bedroom units, two bath, and close to the hospital. We'd like to think that there'll be some hospital personnel and that type of thing that'll be interested in living there. And then obviously the rest of it, with the access to the hospital as well as the Center for Health Improvement, we're going to tie into the existing Hayes Medical Center walking trail, which ties into the new walking trail that the city put in. So we'll have, a couple of miles of walking trails through that part of town. And so we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a much needed project and one that'll be very well received.
Excellent. You know, I wonder if you want to speak a little bit about why it's so important that we have these right-sized homes for our seniors, especially in the bigger Western Kansas picture.
Well, and that's a great question, and is a lot of what we're trying to accomplish. And I hate to use myself as an example when we talk about seniors, but I guess I'm there, so we will. One of the challenges, and I'm going through it right now, I've decided to build a new house that is more appropriate to my ongoing needs. And we have so many seniors in our community that are in homes that are not appropriate to their needs, steps, accessibility issues with bathrooms and kitchens and that kind of thing. And so there's a large trend for people to try and age in place, particularly with the cost of long-term care in a facility. You know, if you've got to go to a nursing home or assisted living, it can be very expensive. And so aging in place becomes a much better alternative, a happier experience for the retiree or the senior, and much more cost effective. But it has to be the right environment. And so that's what we're trying to focus on here, to not only free up inventory of homes in the community that some retirees live in and have not chosen to, they've chosen not to move out because they don't have appropriate choices, but also people across Western Kansas who are looking to relocate. They're at a point in time in life where maybe they're ready to leave the farm or whatever it might be, get closer to health care, and they need choices. And those people are either going to come here or they're going to go someplace else. We had a lady last week that came into the office and she said, I want a house in the Grove or I'm going to move to Wichita. Well, I don't like to hear that kind of choice. And we want to have appropriate choices for these people. And so I think as a senior, not a retiree myself, but as a senior, I believe that I owe it to my kids to get rid of some stuff that I have that I don't need anymore. I know they don't want to deal with that when the time comes that they have to. But also to put myself in an environment where I can age in place and be safe and be able to stay in that place, regardless of most things that might happen. You know, obviously there are some things where if you just need 24/7 care, you need 24/7 care. But a lot of people could age in place and stay in their home if it was appropriate and things were accessible. And even if they had to bring some people in from the outside to help with some things and that kind of thing. So that's the market we're trying to attract. And I think it's out there. And I think it'll be very positive for our community if we can get this constructed and get these people into more appropriate housing.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about here in the last few years that's been kind of surprising to me is how much that senior population is an economic driver for Western Kansas. And I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was another part of our decision-making process is in 2019, Network Kansas, one of our key partners, did an economic impact analysis for our community. And it identified seniors as the most important economic driver by quite a distance. And so with that data, we recognize that it's critically important that we keep those people in our community, that we try and attract new retirees and seniors to our community. And we've got this great opportunity right now, you know, with the baby boomers entering that stage of life. They're looking for alternatives. Typically, they have some financial resources to be able to buy a new home and be able to live in that type of environment. So, but they want some things taken care of. They don't want to cut the grass. They don't want to scoop snow. They want to have access to amenities like walking trails and fitness centers and that kind of thing. And so we feel like we've got all that in place at the Grove, and that's why we're very confident it'll be successful.
You know, in that area near and around the hospital, we've seen such rapid residential development. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about what the commercial side of that will look like maybe in the next 5-10 years. Will we see businesses start to move into that eastern part of the city, or do you think that it really won't have an impact?
Well, I've long said, and I believe that the eastern Canterbury is ready for some sort of a retail Walmart neighborhood market or some sort of grocery / department store type operation. Whether it's at the corner, most likely it's the corner over at 13th and Canterbury is the most likely spot. But there's a large population that lives east of Vine for sure. But if you get all the way out to, you know, as we continue to build to the east, it makes more and more sense for some sort of a retailer to go out there with basic services. And we've got a couple of convenience stores over on that side of town. But I think we're ready for something that would be a little bit larger and offer a few more things than what you can get at a C-store. So I think we'll see that, particularly as we continue to build population in that part of the community.
You know, I want to ask this, and I'm not exactly sure. I don't want it to sound negative, but I wonder if you want to talk about the consequences of opening up 100 more units for an older population. Will we be able to support that with the younger population in terms of workforce? So if, a grocery store is to open out up there, do you think long-term we're going to have the people to support that?
Well, workforce is a huge issue with not only our community, but so many communities across the country. And that goes back to, it all starts with housing. Without housing, and appropriate housing and cost-effective housing, you can't attract nor retain a workforce. And so that's why we're diligently working on housing east of NCK and the Grove and other projects that we're trying to make happen to provide housing so we can attract people to our community. I think there's people that are looking to relocate. workforce age people who are looking to relocate. If you look at the eastern slope of Colorado and what it costs to live in Denver or Fort Collins or Colorado Springs, it's very expensive. And it's a rat race, and the commutes are terrible, and that kind of thing. The views are great. You know, you've got the mountains and that kind of thing. But I think we can attract some workforce if we have the housing for them. But right now, you know, in the Tallgrass edition, they can't build them fast enough. And I believe that the Grove will be a similar situation. And if we can build housing, that'll allow us to attract more of a workforce. It'll allow us to retain some of the workforce. The kids, you know, we always talk about trying to keep the kids here versus go elsewhere. And we can do more of that if we've got the right type of housing. And then I think the business will come.
You know, moving off the Grove a little bit, we've seen some news recently, too, with apartment buildings. I know they're the former St. Joseph School. They're really working hard to get that ready to go. But then we've got another development coming up in the old train depot spot. Is that going to be able to bring in some of that youth, you think, with those more apartment style, probably lower rent units?
I think it'll help. Sure. The more options we have, the better. You ask for a negative. If there is a negative to all of this, and I've seen it before in my own career, new stuff always rents. Old stuff doesn't when there is a choice between old and new. So there will be downward pressure on rents of older apartments and older units as more new inventory becomes available. So whether that's bad or not, I don't necessarily think it's bad unless you own it. But it also is going to force some of the local landlords to do some upgrading of properties. It may free up some sites where properties could be torn down and something new could be built. And so all of that's positive. It just, there is some pain along the way for perhaps some people who own some older property or who have chosen not to maintain it because they haven't had to. And that game will change as we have more new inventory on the market. And as you mentioned, the Frontier apartments are supposed to be done in July. I toured those the other day. They're very nice. Michael Graham at 4th and Fort is constructing 33 units. He's moving forward with a project at the Depot Project with 48 units. The group out of Kansas City has optioned some land out on East 22nd for an income-qualified project of 40 units, just kind of behind the Bright Minds child care facility to the east of that. That's dependent on them qualifying for some tax credits and things, but a lot of things going on.
Well, Doug, we've got to just about a minute or so left. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about what you guys got going on down at Brief Space with that time.
Well, we've got our quarterly luncheon coming up on the 14th. Network Kansas is going to be giving a presentation. So we're we're to June already. It kind of snuck up on us.
Yeah, I had to look at the calendar. I'm like, oh, that's less than 2 weeks
here.
Away.
But that'll be a good program. I think last I talked to Ernie, we had a few spots still available. So if you're interested in attending, give us a call. We'll reserve a spot for you. And as always, stop by and see us at Brief Space. Take a tour if you haven't been there. It's a terrific facility, and we'd love to show people what we have to offer.